People living in fear in West Belfast, afraid to go out at night, held at ransom in their own homes, all because streetlights are constantly being vandalised. That's the claim from Nolan listener Con Rooney. It's part of a wider problem of antisocial behaviour in the area. And there are reports that extra police are to be drafted in to help. Well, do you live in the Lower Falls? Have you had experience of this? Let us know this morning, 08459 555 678. In a minute, we'll hear from Councillor Jim McVeigh, who's chair of Belfast Policing Community Safety Partnership. But first, Con explained exactly what's been going on.
Oh, it's down around Albert Street, you know, with the joyriders and stuff, and they're knocking all the lights out, you know, in the street. And she got a letter there saying that they couldn't fix the lights, you know, they wanted vandal-proof locks put on them. And it's the cost that it's going to be, you know, to put the locks on, you know. So it's down to money, you know, and people are living in fear, you know. Streets blacked out, you know, and what happens if somebody falls in the street or gets killed or anything, you know, and people are afraid to go out at night. You know, they're like just held ransom in their own houses, you know.
How fearful are they?
Oh, some of them are very fearful, you know, and some people have actually left the street, you know, like old people, some of them have left, you know, their houses and went elsewhere to live, you know, and the police don't seem to be able to handle it. You know, if you go on YouTube, you can see what happened last Thursday and around the police Land Rover and everything, you know.
So the police came to try and sort this out, and they were attacked?
Yeah. The Land Rover was rammed by the joyriders, you know, in the stolen car.
And as things are at the minute, I mean, what happens in the street, is the street basically pitch black?
Yeah, parts of it are, yes, parts of it are pitch black, you know, down the lower end, you know, it's pitch black with no lights on.
And of course, the clocks have changed within the last few weeks. It's getting darker and darker earlier at night. And as you say, you know, for older residents and elderly people, it's forcing them probably to spend a lot longer in terms of the period of time of the day in their own houses.
Yeah, they're basically in their own houses, afraid to go out, you know.
What would you like to see done about this, Con?
Well, I mean, I would like to see that the councillor, whoever is responsible for the lighting, it's DRD or whatever, you know, they actually put the locks on, you know, to stop them knocking the lights out. You know, they're going to, and I think they're talking about putting alley gates and all on, you know, because obviously with the lights being out, the police can't see them, you know, so they're like scurrying away in the dark, you know, whenever the police come, you know, they can't catch them.
That was one of the local residents, and Jim McVeigh, as I say, who's a local councillor, is listening to that. Jim, it sounds absolutely terrible, and one of the problems, it seems, you know, Con's asking for the lights to be fixed, but one of the problems we're hearing, and the DRD have sent us a statement, is that, you know, it's persistent vandalism and even attacks on the workers who are going out to try and fix the lights.
Yeah, good morning. No, in and out. I mean, I think it's important to say right from the start, like Con, the vast majority of people that live in the falls, live in that part of the falls, are good people. The vast majority of young people are good people, but there's no doubt, Joel, that we have it's a real problem in the falls. There's a very high level of crime in that part of the falls, a very high level of social behaviour, and there's no doubt that people living in and around Albert Street, McDonald Street, Servia Street, lower part of Ross Road, are being tortured, they're being plagued by antisocial behaviour. So, I mean, myself and Farrell McCann, the local MLA, for a meeting with the RD and the Department of Environment later on this morning about the issue of the lights. But, of course, the problem's bigger and broader than the lights.
There is a fear factor, though, is there, I'm sure, for older, elderly people, you know, this darkness, and it is very frightening.
It is frightening, but the lights are part of it, but it's not the only part of it. There's a whole series of difficulties in that part of the falls. There's a couple of pathways, alleyways, that run off Albert that antisocial elements are using to escape, to avoid arrest by the police, for example. But, I mean, we've been lobbying very hard, a whole series of agencies, to intervene in that part of the fall, to get the lighting sorted, but not just the lighting. The police are about to launch an intensive police operation this Monday running into the new year. That'll involve increased officers, more officers in the area, more patrolling. We're hoping there'll be a quicker response to incidents or to reports of crime. There'll be increased bail checks in the area. They'll be placing non-offenders under close surveillance. So we have lobbied very hard for the police to take a more proactive role in the area. And in fairness to them, starting on Monday, they're going to put that intensive operation in place.
And of course, that was made public.
That'll make the place safer for the people who live there.
And that's been made public in the press this week. And Chief Inspector Emma Bond was explaining, she says they've listened to the concerns of the community and they're going to take these steps to tackle the issues raised by increasing their presence. And they're going to target this antisocial behaviour and car crime. So how reassuring is that for the people who are living in these areas, and how pleased do you think they will be to see that visible increase in the police presence?
Well, I think residents, I used to live in that area. I lived in Duke Street, just off Albert Street for a while, and I know what it's like. I think people will welcome the announcement, but they'll want to see action on the ground. They'll want to see the police on the ground, in numbers, visible, making the place safer, intervening where there's problems, where young people are causing difficulties, whether it's serious crime or whether it's antisocial behaviour. So I think people will wait and see. They'll wait and see they want to see action on the ground. But of course, policing alone isn't going to solve the problem in that part of the Falls. I mean, this is one of the most deprived areas in the whole of the North. And what we need is a multi-agency intervention in that area. What we need is a multi-agency strategy. And we have been working to secure some investment in the area. What we need is jobs in the area. We need training opportunities for young people. We need extra educational resources in the area. One of the things we're working on, Joel, and I think residents will be pleased to hear this, is we're trying to secure £500,000 investment in an environmental scheme in the street, which will improve not just the lighting, but the footpaths, some alley gating to close down and make the alleys safer.
I take your point about what you say in terms of the problems in the area, but I mean, how do you begin to change the mindset not only in the Lower Falls but in other areas where these problems exist, that, you know, even though there are issues, the way out of it is not to wreck the area or destroy or vandalise the area where, you know, other residents are living around you? It doesn't do anybody any good, that.
That's right, but there's no magic wand. I think people know that, but we have to take just steps, important steps. An important step will be, on Monday, this policing operation. That hopefully will make the street, the area, safer.
And do you take on board what the police have said, that they can't do it on their own, that they need local residents to report the antisocial behaviour and the crime to them?
Of course I do, and we as local representatives have a responsibility. And we are encouraging people to come forward and to contact the police, to give them information. But it's a vicious circle, because what happens is that we have had people in the past who have contacted the police. Local criminals have then made their lives misery.
Jim,
there's a genuine fear factor. People are afraid to report crime because they're going to get their windows
smashed. I don't want to cut you off, but there are a number of your constituents who have called the programme about this. I want to try and get them on before 10 o'clock. Sean's on the line. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us your story.
Well, my story, Joe, is my mother lived in Albert Street for over 30 years there. She actually had to move house with regards to the antisocial behaviour, but she endured for over... And it's increased now over the last 2 years.
What was happening, Sean, that forced her out?
Well, as I say, the latest is just a small issue. There's regarding the car crime. Her house hit with eggs. When she went out to confront them, she was being verbally abused.
And what age was your mother?
My mother's in 69, just turned 69.
I mean, words do fail you for why people would want to treat, you know, people of this age who just want to keep their home and their family and get on with life, why they would make life so miserable for them.
Yeah, Joe, it's been going on. It has been bad in the past, but over the last, seems to be 2 years, it's increased by near 100%. It's just actually went mad in the Lower Falls area. I know Jim's done a lot of hard work with regarding the constituents around that area, but there needs to be something kind of urgent action taking place within the Lower Falls. It's just got unbearable to live in it.
Mary, this has affected you as well, has it?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to ring in to support Councillor McVeigh and also to congratulate him and Framcan for the hard work they have actually put into the area.
How bad is it, Mary?
It's dreadful. The elderly are literally petrified. There's one old lady in her 80s, and I don't know, every time they have her wall rebuilt at her garden, these boys come along and knock it down again. And no, it's an old lady in that house.
And Margaret's on the line as well this morning. Margaret, this all sounds familiar to you, does it?
It does, yes. And with that wee lady's only after seeing the gentleman before that, they're 100% right. And just totally nothing's getting done whatsoever. And the lights up here has been out a couple of nights, and I think they're still out at the minute and that. And I mean, you could be walking down the street, any elderly person or anybody, they're standing in the corners and things like that. They're jumping out in front of you. You're getting stones through you.
Well, Margaret, hopefully this initiative by the police starting on Monday will help solve some of the problems you have.